So my thought is, how upset should I be that I thought that the Warriors would cruise in one game? And in this case, the cruising was 41 points versus, let's say, 12 or 15 or something like
that. This is where you're wrong. And it's in that if they're going to cruise, it needs to be with a deluge of threes. It needs to be in those classic things that the Warriors are capable of doing. And they did, like, a lot of it was those things. And it was vintage Steph Curry going off. But it can't be because they started with an 11-point head start going into the third quarter, where the Rockets had missed multiple layups, where they turned the ball over sloppily. And then included in that third quarter, I don't want to leave the third quarter, like the beginning of the third quarter,
yes,
the turnovers, like just the horrendous sloppiness of that game, the lack of scrambling and fighting for rebounds, boxing out, like the very simple and basic things. You're talking about you are a pretender to the throne at this point. You want to try to defeat this team. You know damn well you're not going to do it by playing sloppy basketball like that. So that's the difference. And you also have to remember, Mike, this is why everybody was so disgusted with you in the first segment, is that you compared the Rockets to every other team in the league. You asked that question like, well, I mean, hey, would any other team have beat the Warriors last night? That's the very question, because the Rockets are supposed to, they're trying to be the best team in the league.
You're supposed to be the second best team in the league.
Right. Every other team in the league doesn't matter a bit right this moment. It's, all right, if you're going to slay the Giant, are you capable of doing it? And last night it was very disheartening to see them not show up. And it's like, is it hard to play at Oracle? It's hard to play against Steph Curry. That's what it boils down to. It's hard to play against Kevin Durant. It's hard to play against Chris Thompson. Oracle Schmoracle.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Chris Thompson.
Oh, jeez.
And Klay Thompson didn't even really do all that much in last night's game, which I would have definitely taken going into the game. Well, I mean, part of it is that as far as actually competing with Golden State and trying to win this series, if you just tell me these things, that Luke Bamute is going to be so unconfident in his shots offensively, and Eric Gordon is going to be this level of inconsistent. If you just tell me those two things, then I'm going to respond by telling you, I don't think the Rockets can win a series against this team. If I just tell you those two things, because they tried to build up a team, have been trying to build up a team with more depth in Golden State, and that Bamute injury could not have come at a worse time as far as his effectiveness. Because, man, how do you play seven guys against Golden State when you play Sunday night and Tuesday night and really expect to win? That's such a hard thing to do.
Well, and a lot of the criticism that I would have of the Rockets right this moment is the same criticism that people had of the Warriors after game two. It comes down to this. Everything you're saying about the almost undeniable force of Steph Curry just simple starts with the basic mathematics of your four best players for the Golden State Warriors. And what are they capable of doing if they're dialed in? And last night they were clearly dialed in and the Rockets weren't. And if that's the case, like, it's the Rockets are going to take, it's not like the Rockets have to be shooting 50% from the 3-point line. It's not that they need to do anything superhuman above and beyond what they're capable of doing and have been doing all year on the court. But in terms of focus, they need superhuman focus. If you want to overcome the fact that they simply have more good starting basketball players than you do, it needs to be with a sense of purpose and focus and determination that you just haven't seen out of other teams. And so far, in two out of the three games in this series, the Rockets have had the exact opposite of that. Let me ask you this. Look, I understand. I love to pretend like I hate analytics and everything, where in fact I actually love them. But I can dismiss bad perimeter shooting or even mid-range jumpers or whatever, because that's just dumb luck sometimes. You're going to go through cold spells.
Yes.
You're going to have hot spells. Missing layups, is that, like, to me, that's always just been a lack of focus. And am I wrong in that, or is there sometimes where it's just bad luck that the layups aren't going in?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like Chris Paul's missed layup was kind of weird. Just lay it off the glass. What is there to say about missed layups other than against a team like this, it's obvious to say that you have to make your layups. You have to make your open shots because you work so damn hard to get those open looks. I don't really know what to say beyond you have to make your layups. Like, I don't have any analysis. I don't really, we'll go up with the right hand or the left hand, or go up with more, like, sometimes with Capella, you might say go up with more force and dunk the ball, but Capella's been good at doing that in the postseason, so I can't even say that specifically. Yes, they need to make their layups, and the thing that killed them offensively last night was a combination of the missed layups and the turnovers as well.
Yeah.
And that right there probably represents, what, 15, 20 points? Just right there.
Frankly, I just wonder, I just sit and I wonder what goes on with the Rockets where this happens? Like, why, what is it? What is it where they'll go on into a playoff game and just not show up to a playoff game?
Well, here's the thing about showing up. I thought that they actually got out to a decent start in the game. Again, it was the moment.
It was competitive.
Yeah, the moment Harden sat, they died.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment Harden sat.
You're right. You know what? You're right. It wasn't like one of these things where the Warriors jumped out to a 10-point lead and then there you had it. It felt like they were slugging back and forth. But you always have that ominous feeling versus the Warriors where
you know
you're saying
onslaught.
Like, oh, wow, look at that. They're winning by several points here. And then, at what point, as soon as you're actually tested.
Yes.
As soon as you have that bad two turnover stretch where they go with the Warriors going to run, are you going to respond?
Let's go to Larry in Stafford on Mad Radio. Larry, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mike, Seth. Hey, Mike, you asked a question. What would you do to have the Rockets beat the Warriors? You know, man, James Harden, and people want to truly believe in James Harden. But James Harden is a hard dude to get behind. And it's not just him, but he's the catalyst for all of this. And let me explain to you why. I said last night on Twitter that watching Harden play is like Harden is the WNBA. It's hard to watch. And it's so inconsistent and bipolar. Because here's the thing. If you go back and look at game two, when the Rockets was doing what they were doing, they were moving the ball, they were cutting through the lanes, they was doing all these things. And they were also getting their shots off early in the shot clock. James Harden went right back to what he does best, and that's causing everybody to stand around and watch him try to play basketball with the basketball by himself. If you go back and just repossess all those possessions that the Rockets had, he held the ball for over 15 seconds of the shot clock on most occasions, which is unacceptable. Sure, they missed layups. But to go out and do a complete transformation of what they did in game two to what they did in game three is unacceptable. And that is why fans of the Rockets have to understand that it's going to always give us cause when James Harden plays like that. If he's going to go out and continue to try to sell us that he's the cornerstone of this franchise, and he's the leader, that a leader does not play basketball like that. And if he was on my team when I was playing, I think we really would have got into a fist fight, man, because when he plays basketball, he shuts out a lot of people because he takes it upon himself. There was no excuse. Yeah, the Rockets came out and played well, but you know Golden State is at home, so that means you got to be able to withstand their run. And what James Harden did yesterday, man, was just something we've already seen before. And that's not giving anybody else any excuses because D'Antoni knows that Luke Mabute should not be playing anymore because his confidence is shot. This team has a legitimate chance to do what they have to do to try to win this series by allowing Chris Paul to be the point guard of this team and directing this show. And James Harden asked me to become the second fiddle on it. And I know that's hard for people to say, but if you want to continue to believe that James is going to take us to the promised land, go back and watch game three again and watch that BS that he did. It's frustrating, man, because I know it's a series and it's difficult and James may go out and hit for 40 tomorrow or Tuesday night, but that doesn't concern me. What concerns me is the overall performance that he's been giving us, and it's been inconsistent in the playoffs for the last 2 years in our hall.
All right, there we go. There's Larry and Stafford. My quick thoughts on that are, I actually disagree a little bit. I was fine with Harden offensively last night with the exception of the turnovers. My big issue is on the defensive end. He's got to compete, and he has not competed on the defensive end the whole playoffs.
Well, and then if we're going to talk about the turnover issue, that includes the defensive end. Like, you're going to have to force turnovers versus this Warriors team. That's their weakness. That's their Achilles heel. The turnovers for Golden State, and if you don't take advantage of that, you have very, very, very little chance, and that was one of the big differences in the game last night. Yeah, plus, who amongst us can guard Sean Livingston? Not James Harden, not me, not you. There you go.